I wanted to let you know the audio today is not great. It turned out my microphone was not on, and so the audio you're going to hear is Jennifer talking normally, and me, you're picking up the sound from her microphone. It was a really good podcast, so we're not going to record it again, but I wanted to let you know we appreciate you listening anyway, even though we know the audio isn't perfect.
Welcome to the Jen and Julie podcast, Savvy Moms of the Treasure Valley. I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom. We're here to guide you through motherhood in the Treasure Valley.
Well, we're back. And I don't know, today we were just kind of talking about our own kids and cussing. I mean, foul language. I don't know. What do people call it? Bad words?
Swearing.
Swearing.
I always feel like cussing sounds like a bad word. It just sounds not as polite.
Okay.
But I say cussing. I actually cuss.
Yeah, I think Kurt refers to it as swear words.
Yeah, I would say, and I know we tell our kids they're just bad words, but I don't know that I agree that we tell our kids it's bad words. I think that might not be good. But I will say, we won't be saying any of the bad words that maybe we're going to discuss today. However, you will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So my kids are now 11. My youngest had a birthday. My oldest is 13. I've got girls. Julie has boys.
I have four boys that start at 22 he's an adult. I'm going to say he cusses, and he has passed on those words to all of his brothers down below. And I've got 18, 12, and 8. And what made me think about this is just kind of some funny stories that we were telling about our kids to each other. And one in particular where my youngest son said a bad word. And I let Jennifer know that I read an article that Idaho has the most cussing that happens. I can't remember exactly how they worded it, but it was like it was number 5. And I'm thinking, well, which states are number 1, 2, 3, and 4? And I'm thinking New York, Massachusetts. So I'm thinking East Coast cities. And then there's Idaho that rounds up the top 5. And I thought that was crazy. But I do agree, since I've moved to Idaho, I do hear people cuss a whole lot more. Maybe it's I'm interacting with different people than I interacted with in California. I know in California I was more associated with moms groups and things like that, so you naturally wouldn't have a ton of swearing in those groups, maybe in business.
Well, and just culturally, you just think Idaho's going to be more conservative, you're not going to hear that. And yeah, I was just talking to Julie like I was in a business meeting, and you know, someone was dropping F-bombs and different things, and I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, that's okay. I mean, I'm not offended. I'm not easily offended. I always think, like, if you're offended, it's kind of a choice you make.
And Jennifer had said, you know, how do you feel about it in those situations? And I think how I felt about it when, say, my 22-year-old was younger, and what I would say how I felt about it is very different than today. So last week, my husband and I were just standing outside, and something happened with my 8-year-old, like he tripped or he dropped something, and his response was, oh, and then he said the S word. And my husband and I looked at each other and thought, okay. And then he looked at us and said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It just came out. I don't know why it said that. And we realized that if it just came out, and he said it in front of us, that means he says it when we're not around. And I am not a naive mom. I know kids say things when their moms and dads aren't around. But I do know my older kids didn't say those things at the young age that he's at. But I don't know. How do other parents feel about swearing? And sometimes I'll hear kids swear when I'm at the park or whenever. And I always wonder, do those parents let their kids do it? Or do they just not know that it's happening, or the kids aren't around the mom and dad, so they don't do it? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, and I've had a conversation with my older daughter. She's in middle school, 8th grade, and she told me, like, Mom, kids say a lot of bad words at school. And again, that's coming from a 13-year-old. She refers to it as bad words.
And I don't like that I refer to them as bad words, because we were just saying, why are those bad words? Where did they become vulgar? Because we all say they're bad words. I actually don't have a problem with them any longer. And I don't know that I ever had a problem with them. I just was in the mindset they weren't appropriate. I was a teacher, so I didn't say them. But I don't know that I think that anymore.
And I think I've just heard it more, you know, like I know my aunt, one of my aunts, her go-to is osh, you know, for anything. And
it's in music more too, with having Sirius. We have satellite radio, so say the full word. There are songs that I hear now, I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't realize that was, you know, a swear word that they were saying, but now they play it on the radio, like when we were kids.
Oh yeah, you would have never heard that. Well, it's like, you know, the Lizzo song, About Damn Time, you know, it's like, it's funny because I...
What's the other one, the, You're Gonna Get Hell, no, it was on Glee, I can't think of it,
I don't know.
I'll think of it.
It is funny though, because, you know, I hear my kids singing along, because same thing, we have satellite radio, and we were in the car and they're singing, they're like, don't worry, mom, we're singing About Dang Time. And I'm like, oh, okay. So there's this part of them that's like, oh, I'm going to change it. Where my older daughter's like, yeah, kids in middle school, they talk a lot different. And I really don't think she does. And again, I'm not a naive mom, just her personality. And she is very like straight laced, by the book, good grades, wants to please her teachers. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to be careful to make sure she's not like living to please my husband and I, like, you know, we're just like, you gotta do you and all this. But she did say, you know, Jillian says bad words when she's playing with her dolls in her room. And I thought, I don't know. But sure enough, you know, her door was closed and I'm like, let me listen in. And yeah, she's, you know, what the H, and, you know, just little things that she's making these dolls talk back and forth to each other. And I'm thinking, okay, like, well, maybe she does.
I don't know if it's changed or not changed. So right now, when I watch TV or listen to music, I feel like, wow, they do say a lot more swear words than I remember as a child. But then I watch movies like Big and and there's a ton of cussing in them. So maybe I'm just remembering wrong. So maybe it has never changed. Maybe there's the same amount of swearing from when the 1980s, when I grew up, till now. I don't have any idea. I'm not in the FCC, so I don't know.
Well, and it's funny because I don't remember these movies having language or whatever you want to refer to it as. And, you know, Liar Liar, Jim Carrey, like just that my kids wanted to watch on Netflix. And then I can't think it. There were a few. And then I was trying to think of the other one with Adam Sandler when he gets the kid. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Yes, Big Daddy. So she was like, oh, I want to watch it because, you know, she saw something in that actor when he was older. And I'm like, yeah, let's put it on. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Like, the girlfriend works at Hooters. And yeah, there's some words in there. And it's like, oh, my gosh, like, I remember watching it, but not thinking about it. But then you watch it back as a mom and you see it a little differently.
Yeah, there's a meme going around right now about what's that Robin Williams movie with Sally Field?
Oh, Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah, and how now I relate to Sally Field and get why she was so mad at Robin Williams, because who wants a dang horse in their house?
Yeah, it's funny things you watch back now as a parent and you're like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. Like, yeah, she has a right to be fired up.
But I think that how I felt about it when my younger kids, when my older kids were younger, I would have never let them say bad words. In fact, the funny story that I was telling Jennifer earlier was that he's now 18. He was about 7 or 8, and he didn't know the F word. And he asked me, he's like, Mom, what's the F word? Because he knew the F word was a bad word, but he didn't know what the actual word was. And for a while, he thought all swear words were F words. He didn't understand that that referred to an individual word. And so once he realized that, he asked me, I was like, well, I'm not going to tell you. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to share that with you. And I don't know, thinking back, maybe I should have. But then maybe a few months later, we were sitting around a campfire with our family, and he goes, Mom, I learned what the F word was. And I'm going to guess his brother or his cousins told him what it was. And I said, well, okay, what is it? And he's like, no, I can't tell you. And he wouldn't say it out loud to me. And I said, okay, what does it rhyme with then? And he goes, muck. We all laughed and were like, okay, I guess you do know what the F word is. And then there's my youngest, who's now 8. And okay, this is actually just the funniest story too. Sorry, I'm going to tell you 2 stories. So Andrew learned the F word when he was 3.
Oh no.
We were all sitting around the table. One of the kids was doing homework. I was working on a Bible study with Austin. At the time, we were in this Bible study, and he had like a little activity page, and he and I were doing it together. And so, you know, it's this wholesome, and Andrew was sitting at his little seat coloring. And Sean happened to, that's my husband, he happened to walk into the room, and he was just standing at the sink. I don't know what he was doing at the sink, but he was just standing there. And Andrew was coloring, and it was very quiet and serene in, like, the perfect mom household. And all of a sudden, Andrew goes, what the f-? And finished the sentence. And we all kind of looked at him like, you know, and I just looked at the 2 younger boys or the other brothers. I'm like, don't laugh. We don't want him to do it again. And so my husband and I looked at each other, kind of giggled to each other and was like, okay, Andrew, don't say that. What's the problem? We tried not to make a big deal about it because, you know, with a 3-year-old, as soon as you say, don't say it, they're going to say it 100 times. Well, over the course of that week, he did say it more times. So he had heard it from someone. And so we finally asked him who he had heard that from. And it was my oldest son, Alex, who was probably 12 at the time, or 15. I don't know where his age is. He's 12 years older than him, 14 years older than him. So he would have been in high school. And so I suppose it's not super inappropriate that he was saying it. And then after all of that, he started telling us all the bad words he did know.
Oh, no.
And they were all of them. And he was 3. And so we told him, and we're like, okay, Andrew, you can't say those words. Those are not really appropriate for you to use. And so then he would sit at the table and tell us all the words he wasn't allowed to say.
And there is something comical about hearing young children. I remember we were on a trip with my brother and sister-in-law, and they had 2 kids at the time, and my 2 kids, and my mom was with us. And I don't know, it was just like, she was like, get in the bleeping truck, mom. And my mom and I just kind of looked, and it's hard not to kind of giggle. She must have been like maybe 4 when she did it. We're just kind of like, oh, okay. But you also wonder, when do they learn them? How do they find out? So our youngest daughter, Jillian, was in 1st grade, and Kurt has always traveled for work. And so we lived about an hour at the time from his office. And the next morning he needed to fly to Europe, and he realized he left his laptop at work an hour away and realized it at like 9 o'clock at night. So he wasn't happy. Kids were already in bed. And of course he drops a couple F-bombs and he's like, fine, I just got to go get it. And he didn't like slam the front door, but it definitely probably shut heavier. Kids were clearly still awake when that whole thing went down. Next day, I pick them up from school, but I just get in bed. I get migraines on and off, and I had a terrible migraine. Well, our 1st grader, who just, I think that teacher knew more about our family than she ever wanted to know, went to school and said, yeah, I'm just kind of sad today because my dad is gone. And she goes, where's your dad? He said the worst word in the world, slammed the door and left our house. He hasn't been back, and my mom won't get out of bed.
Oh my gosh.
So I get a text that she would like to talk to me after school, and Jillian will be in after school care complimentary at no charge to me. And I'm just like, what now? And just to hear it from her version, right? It's exactly what the teacher would think. Dad left, mom's depressed, won't get out of bed. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he's on a business trip. Yes, we had this little incident that went down. She's like, well, she came and said her dad said the worst word in the world. And so, of course, I call Kurt, and he thinks it's hilarious. I mean, because I'm the one that usually deals with the school stuff.
It must be a boy thing, though, too, or man thing. Honestly, I don't think men are that perturbed by swearing.
No.
I think my husband would have been more upset when my older kids were younger, but as we've had kids for longer, we're older, more tired, don't really want to parent that. Honestly, I'm not super thrilled about my kids using that language and being the vulgar one. But I really don't have a leg to stand on where I think that they shouldn't use it. I mean, I hope that they have a diverse vocabulary and use more than just that word. I don't know that I feel that it's wrong to do, but.
Yeah, you just wonder, like, when did they hear him? Where did they hear? And it was like, Jill, you know, I came home and I was like, oh my gosh, you know your dad's coming back, right? She's like, yeah. I was just sad that he's gone. And I'm like, so what's the worst word in the world? And she's like, I can't tell you. And I said, well, what is it? And she goes, it starts with F.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I'm like, okay, well, first grade, she knew what it was. She clearly heard it, I mean, from her own father. So what are you going to do?
Well, my kids hear it from me. And in our house, I think our kids hear bad words, swear words, whatever you want to call them, from both parents. I think I'm a little bit more liberal with them than my husband is today.
Oh, see, it's definitely opposite in our house.
It used to be switched, but I would say as my kids have gotten older, I've been more liberal with swear words. I grew up with a dad who uses the F-bomb all the time. So It wasn't, and my mom swore a little bit, but my dad always did. And it didn't sound horrible. It was part of my everyday language. I taught for 8 years and then I had young kids. So I just had taken it out of my vocabulary for a long time. But as my kids have gotten older, I'm farther and farther away from teaching. I think it's just crept back in. And Idaho has really...
I was going to say, I've heard more of it. Like I said, I was sitting in a business meeting and you just hear it dropped and you're like, oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, my go-to is, yeah, probably, you know, I could say, oh, shoot, I don't know. Just doesn't have the same effect. But that's probably mine that I would say my kids maybe hear me say the most.
I would say I use the F word a whole lot more than I used to. I do use it a lot. Not to my children. I do not.
And you just, but you just wonder, like, when did it become vulgar? Who made it? Like you said, who made a bad word? I guess we're going to have to look that up. But
and then I'm really curious, what are people's stances on whether or not their kids swear? And then where do you draw the line? So, you know, there's tons of memes out there about culturally who swears at their parents. My older son will say swear words to me and then he'll apologize and he's like, sorry mom, it's the Navy. And I get it, sailors, they're gonna swear a lot. But my second son, who's 18, who clearly is probably old enough to use that language, he will say very light swear words. Like he'll say the S word, the D word, but he doesn't apologize. I have to say, you know, I don't really want you talking to me that way. But then I think, well, why not? I mean, he's an adult. He should be able to talk to me that way. So at what point does it cross and it's disrespect? I don't know. I don't know the answer. So as you're parenting, so here we are 22 years later, my husband and I look at each other and we have these discussions like, we don't know if this is crossing the line or not. And in a way, I want to say it would be so much easier just for my kids, just swear whenever you want, because now it's one less thing to parent.
This is a conversation we'd love to continue with you on Instagram. What is your stance on this? You'll have to share with us because, you know, we're learning together, I think, as parents. And there's so much mom guilt and shaming and all the things out there. I mean, do I want to hear a little 13 and 11 year old girl? No, I don't think it's appropriate. Was I giggling outside her bedroom door when she's making these dolls talk to each other that way? Absolutely. Like what? I mean,
I think it's funny that she's in her room. She's not using it with other
people. No, definitely not using it in front of me.
And you can use it in a way that is really mean to people or it like makes you more aggressive. But then there's the way you can use it where it's just part of, you know those people, that's just part of their language. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. But I would, you know, now that I'm sitting here talking about it, it would be one less thing to parent. I did have a teacher when I was in sixth grade. So just in case you're wondering about reference, this was like 1986, maybe.
Okay.
So just, I really grew up in the 80s. I had a sixth grade teacher named Mrs. Venberg. And she allowed us to swear in class.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And,
yeah.
And I wouldn't say
she was ahead of her time.
She wasn't a young teacher because she was my aunt's teacher, too. I grew up in the same street that my mom did and all my aunts and uncles. But my aunt had her for a teacher. So she wasn't like this fresh young teacher. She had been around for a while. And she allowed, and I want to say all the sixth grade teachers that year allowed kids to swear. And I have
interesting.
And I have a seventh grader, and I know my seventh grader because his brothers have told me has really bad language. He does not do it in front of us, but his brothers have told me that he swears a lot. And I'm like, well, I do remember that age personally, that the boy, that was something a teacher felt like they, if they policed it, it was actually going to make it worse.
Huh. So I almost very interesting.
If you don't police it, if it makes it better. I don't know the answer to that either.
Yeah.
And where's the influence coming from? Is it coming from TV, music, friends, or is it just like a personal preference?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think the music is different because when, like, you know, when we were kids, sounds so weird to say that, but we had radio that was censored. I mean,
and
like
then, network TV also was censored.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I mean, some of these that they're watching in the Netflix kids account.
Poor YouTube.
I'm kind of surprised. Yeah. Kids YouTube. And
oh my gosh. And I, okay, this is a parenting, bad parenting. So we've got the two parents here. There's Jennifer, the very good parent. And then there's
Jennifer, oh, I don't know about that.
not that lax, but sometimes it does seem that way. But my little 8-year-old watches YouTube and I am not going to watch all the YouTube shows with him. I'm sorry. Do not come at me for not watching every show he watches.
I tried. Like, I tried the whole, I, you know, you got to be in front of me.
He
but
watches gamers gaming.
That's well, and that's the thing. My girls watch kids opening toys. Yeah. I don't understand what it is. It was nothing I did when I was a kid.
I ask him all the time, is there swearing on the show? And he'll tell me. And we'll watch TikTok together sometimes, and I'll try to switch it, but, you know, F-bombs get dropped a lot.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They also watch TikTok. Now, they have to watch it on my phone, and I have to be in the room, but if I'm making dinner, I mean, you know, I can't race over there, and you can't control what video is coming next, because all they're doing is scrolling the For You page. Now, the For You page on the account that I let them get on, yeah, it's a lot of baking and dogs and cute stuff, but well, yeah, things slip in there.
He doesn't want to see any of those videos that have the cussing in it anyway. He wants to watch the funny dog videos.
Yes, but exactly. My kids too.
The one that come up next. So yeah, it's been an, I think it's kind of a funny topic, and I do like the freedom here of being able to swear and it not feel like I've broken some social rule. I do feel like I can use it even in public context where I don't know that I felt. And, you know, for everybody who thinks California is so liberal, I do think there are some very, maybe depending on the area you come from, and I think I did come from a fairly conservative area, I would not have just gone in public and sworn.
No. And I came from, you know, corporate America for many years, so it just wasn't appropriate. Although, I mean, some of my experiences were different in the boardroom. I worked in a very male-dominated industry. But, you know, here, both of us being business owners and different groups we attend and stuff, I mean, we've heard it, even in people's introductions or
I'd be really
whatever.
I'd be curious to hear what the differences are between men and women. Like, do you think it's appropriate for men to do it, but not for women?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do kind of get the feeling that if a man did it, maybe it wouldn't be such a big deal, but I don't know. I mean, I don't judge it either way. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But do I want my kid's teacher standing in the front of the classroom doing it?
No, probably not. No.
I don't think it would be appropriate in certain settings, but then it's not very formal language, where it's not that I think it's bad language, but it's not formal. And I do think formal language is appropriate in certain
settings. In a school setting, yeah.
And then for us, we were talking about this beforehand. We opted to not say any of the words because I want to be respectful for the people who don't want their kids to hear it, and they don't want to have to always put in headphones every time they're listening to a podcast because they can expect to hear bad words. There is a podcast I listen to a lot, and I love it, and there's a lot of S-bombs in that, and I try not to listen to it when my kids are in the car, but sometimes I'll be, like, really engrossed in it, and then the kids will get in the car, and I don't have my headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's a few things I listen to, and some of them are great. They're actually, like, very motivational podcasts or whatever, or fitness, and, you know, it slips in, and I'm like, oh, sorry, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? Because same thing, I'm into it, and I want to hear it.
Another question, do you ignore it when people do it, or do you identify it to your kids and go, oh, I realize they said a bad word, and that's why I said to Andrew yesterday when they came out, I'm like, just don't say it, okay?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. Again, parenting, it's just like, there's so many different ways to parent, and you think you're doing this perfect or this not so good. It's just one of those things where it's like, how much are you going to parent, you know, and what are they going to do outside of your walls? I mean, my kids were in kind of a bubble in elementary school. They went to a small private Christian school. It was very different. And then moving to Idaho, they hit the public school scene. And but, you know, I'm telling you a story when my daughter was in first grade in a Christian school. And it's like, my dad said the worst word in the world. So she obviously knew what it was, even going to a small private Christian school. Although, like, the playing in her room and, you know, letting a few words slip didn't happen until we were here. And so, yeah, I'm sure they're hearing them at school.
I am certain. I remember hearing them at school.
Yeah.
I do remember one time I said a bad word when I was like in sixth grade when we were allowed to say it. And one of the boys in my class, he said, "Oh, I didn't know that you swore." And it was not a boy I talked to very often. I'm like, yeah, I do it all the time.
I think that might be it too. The kids want to be cool. They yes. want to fit in.
That's such a hard thing. And by allowing them to fit in, is that good or bad? It's a really tough parenting decision. And I think this is a very easy topic to talk about in a tough parenting situation. So we may all disagree about what our parenting choices are, but I don't think it's going to turn into a heated discussion where other topics may turn into a heated discussion where it's still difficult to parent. I will say, though, having an older son, honestly, I probably wasted a lot of time telling him to not say bad words because I don't think it mattered. I think he still said them anyway. And I think he grew up and he's got the language he's going to have. So perhaps teaching additional words would be.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's not appropriate in this setting.
Exactly. Don't go to church and start dropping. That's probably going to be really, really, I'd call that bad.
Yeah. There you go. Well, let us know your thoughts. We're always curious as to how others parent.
And I have no tips for today because I clearly have crossed the line and allowed my 8-year-old to say some bad words.
Well, you give us a tip. Don't go to church and use the F-bomb. There you go. We've got the tip of the day from Julie.
Yes, that's a really good one. Be sure to write it down.
We'll talk to you next time. It's turning me.